Micah, how are you doing today?
Good, how about yourself?
Just another day in paradise, brother. What can I say, man? It's Monday, you know.
Right, I hear that.
You know, it's funny, I get that question asked on a Friday. I'm a little bit more excited to answer, I'll tell you that much.
No kidding.
Anyhow, Micah, I'm going to try to be pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that. I like to be very mindful of people's time. The Nerdy Locksmith, obviously you're doing locksmithing. Are you working with anyone, or is this you're just running solo?
I'm just running solo.
Okay. And I know that Michael did probably ask you this question, and sorry if I sound repetitive, but we just have to confirm. If you start getting calls, you know, if we decide to move forward with each other and working with each other, if you start getting calls from the Google platform, are you in a position where you can handle more work, able to take on new customers?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect. So this is what we have to offer, Micah. We have a position that came open within the first page of Google for locksmith services. So we would offer to put the Nerdy Locksmith right alongside of Greg Perry, Kimi, Minute Key, Master Locksmith, Easy Locksmith. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies, but they are the guys in the Ikkyokern area that come up as first options when it comes, you know, when anybody goes on Google and types, you know, key lockout or emergency lock, you know, locksmith services, these guys pop up as first options. Have you ever heard of any of these guys before?
Yeah. Well, the master guy, no. The only one I know of is Greg Perry. That's one of the other locksmiths in town.
Okay.
The rest of them, I think they're like kiosks or something like that. Like, it's a very small town.
Okay. Yeah, probably. They're probably not mobile. You're right. So these guys, I mean, the only difference that they're doing than you are, Micah, is that they're paying to be on Google's first page, right? And that's what's keeping them busy. You know, that's how they get the work, because anyone that, like I said, Googles anything that has to do with locksmith work, these guys pop up as first option. And that's where we have a spot where we would be putting the Nerdy Locksmith, is on that first page of Google. So you now would pop up as one of the top recommended companies, not only for Ikkyokern, but surrounding cities as well.
Okay.
Now, I see that you have a website already, if I'm not mistaken, thenerdylocksmith.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Is that domain yours, Micah, or are you... okay, all right, perfect. The reason that I ask is that since you have your own domain, I mean, it allows us to give you a discounted rate, because we don't have to buy or build a domain anymore. We can just use the one you have and get it on Google's first page as well.
Or, yeah, I think I pay a yearly fee, and it's through GoDaddy or something like that.
Gotcha. That's amazing. How about social media, Micah? Any listings on social media?
Only on Yelp, and I think I started a Facebook page for the business, but I get, like, no hits on it, so I never use it or anything.
Okay. Well, the reason that you're not getting hits on Facebook, because I tell you this much, I mean, we keep track of that because we work directly with Facebook as well, and we only work with Facebook because they have a partnership with Google. So if we, you know, if we move forward to working with you, we would actually promote that Facebook page for you, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. The ad campaign, I mean, it's something that our clients love. Not sure if you're familiar how ads work on Facebook, but I'm sure that if you've been on your personal Facebook page, if you're just scrolling through, like, your friends and stuff, suddenly you start seeing, like, ads or, you know, commercials pop up for, you know, people that cut trees or electrician, plumbers, locksmith. It's you know, things that just pop up out of nowhere. Those are Facebook ads. So we would do those for the Nerdy Locksmith. You know, they would pop up on Facebook for clients. Aside from that, from promoting your Facebook page and running the ads on Facebook, we would also place you on Apple through Apple Maps. right? For anyone that utilizes an iPhone to do searches, we would also list you for there, Micah. Okay. Now the pricing that we manage is actually quite affordable, to be on Google's first page. It's $2.99 a month. There's no hidden fees. And most importantly, there's no contract, Micah. It's just $2.99 monthly. Regardless of how many jobs you get, how many leads, that $2.99 stays a firm price. Okay.
$2.99, right? Not $2.99.
Yeah, sorry. I should be more specific. My apologies. Yes.
No, you're good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how we would survive for 20 years as a company, at $2.99. That's, you know, I've heard that before, but it's been a while. So I thank you for saying that. That's actually, that actually checks me to make sure I'm saying $299 because, you know, next thing you say, hey man, sign me up. And then, you know, you're like, wait a minute, play the recording back. He said $299.
Right, no worries, man.
Put me on a bind. No, man. Yeah, it's $299 per month without a contract. You have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time since there's no contract involved. But again, this is Google. I mean, obviously, you know, if we're keeping you busy, I don't see why you would want to stop the service. You know, so, again, I don't want to give you any false expectations either, Micah, to tell you that this is, you know, something that's going to make you a millionaire in the next couple of months or you're going to have over 100 jobs, just waiting for you. I mean, that's all a bunch of baloney. The reality here is that, I mean, being on Google's first page, one thing that we could do is keep you busy, right? I mean, we can definitely make sure that your phone rings. And that's what we do. Now let me ask, Micah, are you only doing residential work? You're open for commercial? How is that operating?
So I do all of it. Right now, mostly my home business, I usually just do residential or commercial just because that's kind of the jobs that I get calls for. In my area, I'm known for automotive, but my day job, my old day job is I was a commercial locksmith, so I do it all.
Excellent. Okay, the only reason I'm asking that is because, you know, there is quite a bit of opportunity for commercial. We don't have, you know, obviously many mobile personnel in the area, you know, that are doing that. So that'd be amazing. You know, I mean, at least that will definitely open up more opportunities for you. Okay, perfect. And then, Micah, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
No worries, Shipley, S-H-I-P-L-E-Y.
Shipley. Okay, perfect. And bear with me here one second. Now that number, the 760-794-8290, is that a good number that we can place on Google where the clients can call you, or do you have a different number?
Nope, that's the primary number.
The primary number. Okay, perfect. You know, I lived in California my entire life, Southern California to be exact, Micah. I've never heard of a city called Inyorkin. I don't know if I'm even saying that correctly.
You're not. Nobody does. It's okay. It's called Inyokern. It's literally where Inyo and Kern County meet over, over by, you know, Highway 395 that leads you up to Mammoth?
Yeah, to Mammoth, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours south of that in the ugly desert.
Hey man, I didn't say that. You did.
Right.
So how far from Bakersfield? Okay.
Yeah, about two and a half hours east of Bakersfield, just on the other side of the mountains.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I actually have one of my cousins that moved to Bakersfield about 5 years ago. I unfortunately only visit him twice these 5 years. You know, because it's quite a bit of a drive. But yes, I was looking at your city name, and I'm like, where in the world is that? I mean, it doesn't even sound like a California city, to be honest.
Right. Well, yeah, I actually just moved from Inyokern. I'm still in the area. I'm just in the town right next to it. So, but Inyokern itself has like 100 people. It's kind of a more of a gas station stop because the city of Ridgecrest is where I'm actually based out of now, and that's the bigger area.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Hey, man, I'm not trying to, you know, bash in Yorkin or anything, man. I was just wondering.
Oh, you can't.
Just
we
so
all
you know.
It's okay. You're good.
Yeah, I was.
It's okay.
We're our corporate office here is in Orange County, California. Not sure if you're familiar with Orange County.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're about 10 minutes from Disneyland. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, so when I seen your city name, I'm trying to think like, yeah, man, that could not be anywhere near us. I was like, because I would have heard of it.
Right, out in the middle of nowhere.
Out in the middle of nowhere. Okay. And then, Micah, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open and available to take calls from customers?
See, that's the tricky part. So I'm actually at my day job right now. I currently have a day job where I work Monday through Friday, well, every other Friday, 7 to 5. So I usually tell people that my availability is only evenings and weekends. So I'm open and I take phone calls, as you guys well see. But I can't get to anybody till after 5 p.m. during the work week.
Well, you know what? I would suggest that we still list it, you know, maybe a Monday through Sunday type of thing. And that way you can, you know, if they call you, because customers will be calling you directly now on the Google platform, you can arrange something to where, hey, you know what? I can see you today after 5 p.m. type of thing. I'm only saying that because it would generate more work for you.
No, well, that's totally fine. That's what Greg Perry, he's not really my competitor. He's a competitor and like a mentor. we work together a lot.
That's going to be interesting if he sees your company up there next to his. He's going to be like, hey, man, what in the world happened here?
Right. No, we actually push each other work and stuff because he doesn't like doing a lot of automotive and I specialize in it. So he pushes me that. And I push him work if I'm too busy. So,
hey, Michael, let me ask you.
Work this week, you go down.
Oh, gotcha. Let me ask, I mean, what's kept you from being on Google, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, like your buddy, you know.
No worries. I was actually going to bring that up. I was on Google for a while, and then when I don't know what I don't know what happened, but Google claims that my listing is, like,
fraudulent,
fictitious or something like that. And now every time I try to go to Google's website, actually, like their business website, and actually prove that my listing is real, the whole process, like, it craps out and kicks me out. So the only reason I'm not on Google is because Google thinks I'm a fictitious or a dishonest posting. And I'm like, no, I'm legit. I've got my licensing to prove it.
Right. Don't worry, brother. We'll take care of that on our end, man. That's it's just a verification process. It can be a little bit more of a headache for, you know, people that do locksmiths because you guys have so much access to so many things that Google is a little bit more strict on the verification process. But we take care of that on our back end. No big deal.
Okay. Nice. Okay. That was going to be, honestly, the main question I had.
Yeah. No worries. Okay. Now, what's your email address, Micah?
It's nerdylocksmith@gmail.com.
Okay. Alrighty, perfect. Okay, and then what address do you have the business registered to? Don't worry, we're not going to list this on Google. It's just for our records.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, you can find it online, so it's not a big deal. 212 West Benson Avenue, and that's in Ridgecrest.
Okay, and I have a zip code that came up for me right away, 93555.
Yep.
All right, bear with me here 1 second. Okay. All right, let's see here. Okay, perfect. All right, now, what type of payments are you accepting, Micah, from your clients? Are you doing, like, cash, sale, checks? What do you do exactly now? Are you doing credit cards?
I take it all. I use a digital invoicing thing that takes everything. I can take Apple Pay, Venmo, Zelle, cash, check, credit, debit.
As long as it has money, huh?
Exactly. As long as it's real, I take it.
Okay. How about EBT? I'm just kidding, brother.
I haven't had anyone ask me that yet, but it's gotten close to me time.
Oh, can you imagine your reaction? Hey, man, do you mind if I pay you in food, man? I mean, that's like, hey, man, I don't think I can agree to that.
Well, hey, during my apprenticeship, I actually traded, this lady had me unlock her car, and I had to go grocery shopping, and she had just gone grocery shopping, so I traded her unlock for, like, 2 dozen eggs, some broccoli, and I forget what else she had. She literally, she's like, hey, I'll trade you this, and this was in a different state. So I was like, yeah, I'll barter with you, what the heck?
Classic, brother.
Right. Okay.
Now, how many miles outside of, I can't even pronounce that. How many miles outside of your city are you willing to travel for work?
So, let me look it up. So, I go as far as Mammoth in the north, which is...
I can find out.
That's 3 hours. For me, it is... so, it's 188 miles. So, roughly, we'll call it an even two. I go 188 north. About, and then about 75 miles east, west, and south.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. And you definitely travel, man.
Yeah. You kind of have to. There's small towns out here, so you got to be willing to travel all around.
Okay, so 200, all right, let me just make sure I have everything correct. Okay. Then the system's just prompting me. I know, I think I've asked you this once or twice. I apologize if I sound repetitive, Micah. You are able to take on more customers if they start coming from the Google platform, you know, at any moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I just had a prompt came up here, and I was like, I think I've asked them this already. Okay, perfect. Now, what's the name of the Facebook page you said you have? Did you have one for the business, or you said you had one, or you say you didn't have one? I'm sorry.
My wife set one up for the business. I think it's just under Nerdy Locksmith. I don't even have the login. I personally am not even on social media.
Okay, I'll just have our IT guys help you. One then. That's not a big deal. Okay. And then the nerdylocksmith.com. Okay.
Yeah, the nerdylocksmith.com. You have to go to any site.
Locksmith.com. Perfect. All right. You'll get a courtesy call, Micah, tomorrow from our IT guys. These are the guys are going to do the Google verification, right? They're going to get that headache out of the way for you. They do the Facebook, the ads. You know, they put you on Google. They do all this. It's our IT department. You'll get a courtesy call from them tomorrow. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Between 12 and 1 Pacific Standard.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second.
Or after 5.
Okay. I actually have a 1 p.m. available. Would that work for you?
My lunch breaks from 12 to 1, so possibly. I won't know until tomorrow, honestly. It depends on the workload.
Oh, okay. Okay. So 12 o'clock works better than here. Let me see if I have that. Okay, bear with me 1 second. All right, I created an account for you. Micah, I just have to create a password now. I'm almost done here, by the way. Thank you for being patient, man. I promise you're gonna enjoy the services on Google. There's 3 questions. You can choose one. Whatever answer you provide, that would be the password to the account. You have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
What's this account for?
This is the account with us, right? So to get you on Google, get you on Google's first page.
Okay. City I was born in, Ridgecrest.
So you were born in Richgrass, okay. All right, perfect. All right, bear with me 1 second. And then I did lock you in for that interview with our IT guys, 12:30 p.m. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then you do have access to nerdylocksmith@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to get the confirmations over to you there. All right, and now to the important portion, Micah. to get the ball rolling, get you on Google, the company does allow two separate ways for you to satisfy that monthly $299 service charge. You can do it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal debit card. Which would you prefer?
I'll go ahead and do a personal debit card.
Personal debit, okay. Now, because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to match identically on the name or else our system won't accept it. So does it say Micah Shipley or do you have a middle initial by any chance?
No, it just says Micah Shipley on it.
Okay, and Micah is going to be M as in Mike, I-C-K-A?
M-I-C-A-H.
H. Okay. Last name, Shipley, S-H-I-P-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, and then, Micah, is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. All right, all Visas start with number 4, Micah. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and provide that over to me, and then I'll get that confirmation sent to your email while we're on the phone.
Sounds good. So, yeah, number is 4-0-0-0-2-2-2-7-2-5-6-8-7-3-2-3.
Okay. Expiration date, please?
01/27.
01/27. And the last thing would be what we call a CC code, the last 3 numbers located behind the card.
Yeah, you got it. 074.
074. Okay, Micah, just bear with me 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided today is a valid one. Stand by for me, please.
Yep, not a problem.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hey, Micah, I'm going to ask because you live in California, and obviously I'm Hispanic. My name is Mario. How's your Spanish, brother?
Not as good as it should be. Not
you
as
know,
good as it should be.
Nowadays, anywhere you go, man, you're like, man, you can't order nothing without...
Oh, I got order stuff. I just can't have a conversation.
I got a buddy of mine, man. He's like, hey, it's so funny. He's his name is Bob. It's... super good friend, man. He's like, he's like, Mario, man, what's going on? You guys have taken over this entire state. I was like, hey, man. And I said, there's another 49 for you to choose from. He's like, oh, get the hell out of here, man.
Right. I'm
sorry for the question, brother. I just figured I asked.
No, you're good. And what's the name on the invoice or the email I should be looking at?
It's going to come from Local Splash, our company. It hasn't got to you yet. I haven't processed it yet, so bear with me here. I'm just verifying here. Okay, 1 second. Okay, bear with me 1 second here. Okay, I just got to read you our disclosure, and then we are all set, and I'll get the confirmation over to your email right now. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Give me 1 second. Sorry about that, Micah. I had my damn cell phone ring, and I thought I had it on silent, and I didn't. I got to turn this off before I get in trouble.
No worries.
Yeah. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement as an added form of protection. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. If there's anything that you need me to clarify, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to do so. This call is being both monitored and recorded, Micah, for quality assurance, and to make sure that we advise you of the services you'll be receiving. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, Micah, can you please verify the name of the company?
Of course, it's the Nerdy Locksmith.
Okay. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the company?
Of course, Micah Shipley, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of the Nerdy Locksmith, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account information you provided, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary, Micah?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward, okay? If for any reason you bring any other marketing company on board, all we ask is you keep us in the loop so we are not duplicating our efforts. Normally, that doesn't happen unless you have, like, multiple locations in different states, but we still have to let you know that. Okay.
Okay.
Your initial payment term will be processed today, which is April 7th, for the amount of $299. Just to be clear, it is not $2.99. So when you get the charge on your that's a good one. I gotta admit. Okay. Your next payment will not be due until May 7th, and the amount is always going to stay a flat rate of $299. Also, keep in mind, Micah, that this is not a contract. You will always hold the right to stop, pause, or cancel the service at any time after the first month if you're not happy with the service. I mean, I highly doubt that would be the case, but I have to still let you know that this is not a contract. And after the first month, if you're not happy, you have the right to do that. Okay? All right, bear with me here. Let me just get this process, and you're going to get those emails there in a second. You're going to get also text messages. You're going to get quite a few of them, and you're going to get quite a few of emails coming to you as well, you know, saying welcome to the company and so forth. There's going to be one email in particular that does need your attention today, Micah, before you get the call at 12:30 from our IT guys. It's going to be the first email that you receive here. Let me check if you got it. It's going to ask you if you give us permission. There's going to be three little boxes that you have to check off on that says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that the credit card information you provided is yours, and that the next payment will be charged May 7th. So I can walk you through this. It'll just take us maybe a minute or two at the most, if you have a second. Or you can complete this with the IT guys tomorrow. Normally, I like to help my clients when I work with them. That way, when you speak to the IT guys tomorrow, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes because they're going to ask you to do this anyway.
Oh, here we go. I got three emails.
You
actually
got quite a few of them already.
There we go. Sweet. Okay.
The one that you need to open up is the one that says Local Splash Invoice. It's going to have the letter invoice there, initial invoice.
Okay.
Okay, do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. Once you open that up, it's going to say, hello, Micah, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It's going to give you your invoice. And then right underneath that, there's going to be a word in blue color that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
Okay.
Okay, click on that, Micah. Okay, and this is also this is also going to give you access to your dashboard, which means that you're going to be able to see how many people are calling you from Google, how many clicks you're getting on the website. You're going to see all the back-end work that we're able to see. So right there is the three boxes that you have to check off. I agree to receive SMS messages. I certify that I'm the authorized cardholder and that you acknowledge that the payment will be due automatically on May 7th. It's going to be recurring on the next month's bill, which is 30 days from now. Once you click on those three boxes, Micah, right underneath that, it's going to say signature, your name, and it's going to say Micah Shipley. Do you see your name?
I do. It's just spelled wrong.
Jesus Christ. How do you spell it, Micah? Sorry about that, man.
No worries. M-I-C-A-H.
Gotcha. Okay, you know what? Just do me a favor. Fill it. When you type it in the way I spelled it there, and then I'm going to fix it on my end. No big deal. That way I don't have to go through the entire process, because then I'll keep you on the phone for another 20 minutes. I don't want to do that. Yeah,
so just, along.
Yeah.
Let me do it. Here we go. Let's see. Okay. There we go. And then confirm signature.
Confirm, yeah. And once you hit confirm, if you did it correctly, it'll take you to another screen that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yeah, it just just brought me to a login.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to get that login information tomorrow from our IT guys, brother. So what you have to do on your end, you're all set, Micah. Let me be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google. You know, one of the things that we look for in our clients, Micah, is to have a long-term relationship. And we know that the only way of having a long-term relationship with the Nerdy Law Smith is to make sure that we keep you busy. And that's something that we can deliver. So again, you know, thanks for giving us that 1% of your trust, brother. It's our job to gain that other 99. Welcome to the family. You will get a call tomorrow, 12:30. So please, make sure you don't miss that call, because I don't want there to be a delay, because if you miss it, then we have to reschedule it out the next day. So, do your best to answer that while you're eating. Sorry about that, man.
Hey, no worries, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Nah, thank you, Micah. You have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow, brother.
You too. Take care. Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.